At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, National Radio Day. And I'll just make a promise right here. Like, we're not going to make the entire show about us.
Fine.
Or maybe we will. I don't know.
There are stories.
It's fun. It's fun to go down memory lane, man.
Right.
It's fun.
I mean, and the people who've been rocking with us for all 14 years here at 95.7 The Game, I mean, I've got stories about the various shows I've been a part of, and you certainly have a lot of you can drop on people you've done shows with, like who you've loved and who you haven't loved. So we'll sprinkle them throughout the show, and maybe we can even get into like favorite callers and favorite caller moments and all the rest of it, because you know, radio is not just me looking at you and you looking at me. It's all of us. Radio is a community, and that's what I love the most about it.
No doubt. And actually, when we get asked this question, I don't know how you answer it, and we do want to, like, there's a Juwan Jennings thing that I want to get to, so we're going to get to that here in just a sec. But I was thinking about this a lot today by listening to all the other shows, and everybody's talking about their National Radio Day kind of experiences. And yes, there's this like thought out. I know you hear this a lot. Oh, radio's dying. And it's like, that's the silliest thing ever. First of all, we got data for days about how many people this still reaches. Number one, number two, the function will never change. I don't know 50 years from now where your dial is versus where your phone is versus where your podcast is, where your YouTube is. It's all the same thing. It's people in front of a microphone. And the beauty of all of this is it's one of the only places where there's this much time and space. So this is kind of how I would liken it, because you've done TV. We've all done some TV here and there. TV is kind of like if you live in a high-rise apartment right in the middle of downtown San Francisco, right? You are paying thousands a month and your room is 4x4. That's the amount of space you have. That's the amount of creativity that you have. It's very planned. Somebody literally, sometimes yourself, has written down much of what you're gonna say. It might be on a teleprompter. I'm not saying everything is completely scripted in TV, but there just isn't time. There isn't room for all of this. And in fact, I've watched TV guys do this. You get TV guy in town, who the boss will say, hey, let's get that guy to come fill in. And they'll come fill in, and then they'll start a segment. And 2 minutes later, they're looking at the clock, and they're like, what do we do now?
We got any B-roll?
Segments are over in 2 minutes. And we're like, no, no, no. There's 23 more minutes, or as you and I do at 5 o'clock, there's 45 more minutes, actually, still to go here.
And that's what made Gary Radnich so great, is that he was a TV guy, but yes, he was, like, born from long takes and radio takes, and that's why he was able to transcend the medium.
Radio is when you retire and you buy a farm, and you
have
acres and acres of space, and you just get to wake up and walk out on the front porch and look around and go, what do we want to do here? And then, like anything in life, you can plan it all you want, and then that's not the way it's going to go. That's not the way it's going to go. This isn't how we were going to start our show today.
No.
But here we are.
Yep.
And that's my favorite question that I ever get from anyone who asks me about something in radio, when they say, who tells you what to say? Who tells us what to say? Nobody tells us what to say. Well, where's your script? We don't have one. Do you have a little screen where they're telling you what's going on? No. No, we're just sitting here and we hit a button and it turns red and then we're us. And that's it.
Yep.
And to me, that's the beauty of it. That's what I love the most.
Completely. Because we have a blueprint, and a lot of times you'll lay out the blueprint and it's like, cool. Great blueprint, and I had a blueprint last Friday on my birthday that did not involve my check engine light coming on. So it's my birthday, and I'm thinking, cool, Mark's got donuts. I knew you had my back on that, and I packed a light lunch knowing I was going to have a donut or two, and everything is laid out. I'm turning 57, and then boom, check engine light goes on. Okay, blueprint out the window, and it's kind of like radio where you and I were not planning on a 30-minute, like, National Radio Day thing, but that was awesome. And so, unlike the check engine light coming on, which is less awesome, that was fun. And so the blueprint sometimes gets crumpled up.
Do you know one time I bought a car and the check engine light came on the way home?
No chance.
That's a true story as
well. That's a lemon.
Yeah, that's a whoopsie daisy. Well, it wasn't a brand new car. So anyway, that all got figured out. This is fun, by the way. Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 408. Willard, my favorite segment of all time was Radnich and Bruno. Can you share some behind-the-scenes stories? Dibs, I'm sure you could, too. The interesting thing is, from the majority of those days, and it wasn't a perfect overlap, but you would be in the room with Gary, and I would be in the room with Tony.
Yep.
So we were both sitting there, but not in the same room. Sometimes we did take trips up here, and we got to do it in person together. Still remember it being, at the time, and maybe still, I mean, one of my favorite professional moments of all time, when we got to come up here, do shows in this studio, Gary and Tony in the same room, all of that. But largely, we were where we were and you were where you were. The only story I'll tell, because we could do this all day, but the first thing that comes to mind when someone asks me that, I know Tony a lot better than I know Gary. You know Gary a lot yep. better than you know Tony.
Facts.
But so I can't speak so much for Gary. Tony is a complicated guy, and Tony has been through a lot in his life, and Tony was very prone to the emotional roller coaster of life. And so you would know when we woke up and I got to the office, Tony is the type that when the door opened, give me 2 seconds and I can tell you if this is going to be a good day or a bad day. Everything was on the sleeve, and everything was, boom, right there for you to see. The joy that Tony would feel when that segment would start was one of the most palpable things that would ever happen between me and him on radio. And I don't say that with a jealous bone in my body.
Right.
These were titans. They were absolute greatness, and he looked forward to it during our show. And the joy that he had when the two of them got together, and as he would always call it, stream of consciousness radio.
Yep.
And by the way, I will very, very much tell you that those segments are the inspiration for what we do here at 145.
Absolutely.
1,000%. When I was coming to 95.7 The Game, it was one of the first things I said to Matt. I said, your shows need to get in the sandbox and mess around with each other when they blend in. And we've done that some shows, other shows, yes, no, whatever, time slots change. But that's part of where this came from, was when I was coming up, that's what I watched. And it was the most fun part of his day professionally, and it's the most fun part of our day. Yeah. Professionally now.
And I'm so glad you brought that all the way full circle, because that was the most fun part of Gary's day, where, you know, 9 to noon, and his whole thing was, hey, you know, 9 to noon, don't talk to me at 12:01. And it was actually pretty much true.
Yep.
If you, like, happened to walk out with him, there wasn't a lot of, hey, good show, and back. It was like 9 to noon. You got me 9 to noon, and then after that, I'm going to go home with my wife and my kids and whatever I'm going to do, and TV later and whatnot. But when 10 o'clock would hit and they'd play the don't hand me no lies and keep your hands to yourself. Here he is, the fabulous one, Tony Bruno.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fabulous one would come on, and so many memories. But one of my favorites is when it would be Derby week or the day before the Derby, because Tony would give out his stone cold Derby superfecta
locks.
And it was just such nonsense. And we'd play the sound behind each pick, and Gary would be like, you know, you're so full of it. And Tony's like, I got the third horse for you. And just the nonsense. It was all nonsense, but done in the right way of, like, the jocularity, the back and forth. And they both were stream of consciousness. And at that point, they were each 30 plus years into it. And so the mutual joy of just the nonsense and the hilarity of the bit, it is infectious. Well, and so we hope that the crossover is that in some way, shape, and form.
Well, and very similar to the crossover, I'll let all of you know right now. Do you want to know how much preparation went into the Gary Radnich, Tony Bruno segment? None.
Yeah, zero.
None. They didn't speak to each other before that thing happened. They were, like I said, almost never in the same room. And it was just click, hi, that's it.
Yep.
And off you go. So all of that was completely off the cuff at all times, every single day.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And for me to be, and I was in a different room then. I was actually two rooms removed, because there's the studio where we are.
Yeah, yep.
And then there's the, like, board op producer room, and then beyond that was an update room, my
studio.
Own room. So I'm two rooms removed, and the fact that not only Gary but Tony both invited me to chime in at times.
And
I had to, like, you know, learn my place and not overstep, but also not be shy to get in when I could. And that to me was where I really cut my teeth in the business.
There used to be a thing, and now we're going really way back. This was when I was a little kid, but I've read about it and heard about it since then. But for those of you who are old enough to remember Johnny Carson, who's the titan of late night comedy and late night TV, there used to be a thing for any stand-up comic that was on that show. You would do your bit, and then you'd either be, well, thank you, that was funny, that was great, that was it, or you'd get invited over to sit down on the couch. And that was Johnny's way of saying, I liked what you just did. I'm going to invite you to come over here and sit on the couch.
Wow.
And it's always been in my head two times in my career. And one of them was in those Bruno Radnich conversations. And that's how it felt to me whenever I would get invited in to that conversation. It felt like getting invited over to Johnny Carson's couch. And I've then, even much more recently, felt the exact same way when I did get a chance to come back home and start doing the night stuff at KNBR, and when the Giants weren't playing, the show would start at 6 o'clock. And again, similar to the crossover, what started happening was that actually at about 5:50, Tolbert and whoever might be, like, it was a lot of Rod and Larry, and but whatever was going on, Tolbert was the guy that was driving the bus. And when I got invited in and we started doing 25 minutes
yep.
at 5:50, and they would stay till 6:15. That's what it felt like to me, like getting invited over to the couch by the people that yep. I've grown up listening to or watching or whatever. And that's how I took it. It was an honor.
Yeah.
It was an honor.
And that's a great way to put it. And, you know, for me, it was certainly an honor, but it was also kind of a cutting of the teeth and a rite of passage. And the fact that both of them were willing to let me
yep.
kind of grow into it, it's, I mean, where I am today is thanks to both of them.
888-957-9570. We'll sprinkle in some of this stuff throughout the day. It's National Radio Day. You can certainly weigh in. We'd love to hear from you. There is something Juwan Jennings related that I would like to get into. Just a little nugget that came out earlier today. Also, 95.7 The Game and Splash at Thrive City, the great bar, sports, restaurant, giving you a chance to host your fantasy draft party in a private room for you and up to 14 friends. Plus, they're going to load you up with Draft Day food stations, a dedicated server, and Wi-Fi to make your draft party a total hit. It's all happening next Tuesday. And so we'll have another code word again later today, 3 o'clock hour, that you'll text to 20357. And oh, by the way, Willie and Dibby will be there as well. Lovely Christy, too, by the way, will absolutely be there. I don't know if she'll make fun of your picks, but I will. Another chance today with another code word coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater, and it's Willard and Dibs.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We have great energy.
That's a sacaroni, baby.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. And it's going to be one of those kind of days. I can just tell.
Yep.
Pods is going to be here in 45 minutes.
Can't wait.
He'll be on YouTube as well. Going to be
Krasemski.
Yeah, he's going to be breaking down the Valkyries. Pods is our super fan correspondent.
Pajowski.
That's right. That's going to happen at 3:15. And then you know what's going to happen at 4:15? Dibs gets smashed by Greg Cosell.
Great. Wait.
Yeah.
Greg Cosell?
Let's start the season now, Greg Cosell.
How am I supposed to ask him about what he's seeing on the film when we're talking about preseason football?
Oh, you better recognize.
I feel like you're putting me in a spot to fail. So, Greg, the four-string receiver for the Niners, what'd you think about his ability to beat press man?
I mean, but it's Greg, so you actually can ask him about the third-string offensive lineman and ask him if that guy is ready to step in. If Dominic Pooney is not ready for week one, what are we doing, Greg? You can ask him that.
What do you see from a pace and tempo style which would favor either team?
Yeah, that's a great question because I think that, you know, it's a great question and a hard question to answer.
That might be my high point on this very show.
Is that in your National Radio Day Wall of Fame?
It is, and if I could have that for my my LinkedIn, just in case I need to find another gig. Like, I got two greats and a hard. That's elite.
Yeah.
And you're the great question asker. You're on a nice little run, so.
It's been
good. August has been good.
I feel like
You've been like Rafi Devers in August.
Some of these feel like broken bat home runs. But they're home runs nonetheless.
Sure.
Sometimes I almost want to ask the person, the next question is, why did you just tell me that was a great question? My question was, how you doing? Or something like that. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
You even got a noise on one of yours. That's a great question. That's a great question.
That's a good question.
And a woo.
Yeah, you keep focusing on the tapping. I'm focused on the ooh. Yeah, I mean,
You got three mouth clicks and an ooh.
I got a falsetto.
Ooh. That's a good question.
I mean, that's tough to beat.
That a baby. And that's from a Burlingame Panther to a San Mateo Bearcat.
Well, you're all the same, Peninsula Love.
We're not.
It's all the same.
We hate each other.
Sure.
We are at one another's throats. We do not. You can't put the two of us in a room together and come out without blood. No way.
It's like Terra Nova and Half Moon Bay. I mean, what are we talking about? You guys are bantam weights.
It's like rivalry week when the Rockies play the Mariners. They're like,
totally.
You guys play. Just play. And
the Sounders against the Timbers. Throw the records out. What?
All right. Here, listen, Jonathan, real quick, because I want to do this wide receiver thing. But Jonathan wants to say something about all the National Radio Day stuff. Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for calling, as always.
Hey, guys. I just want to say happy National Radio Day. Thank you. 95.7 The Game. I mean, I'm so happy to finally get a sports talk radio on the FM dial because I used to listen to the other station, and the white noise just drive me crazy.
Right.
And I would like to thank you, the station, the beautiful men and women of 95.7 The Game. You guys are all cool. All the shows are super fun. I've been listening since Welcome All My Friends and Question for Kreidler. And I'm addicted to you guys. I listen from morning all the way to late afternoons, at least 5-6 days a week. And keep it coming, guys. More power to you all.
Jonathan, I don't know what we would do without people like you. So thank you.
Well said.
Thank you for being there around the clock, and I was about to say something that I'm not allowed to say yet. Thank you, Jonathan. I was going to say, see you at the, and you fill in the blank.
It will get there.
I'm still not allowed to, right? Am I still not allowed to?
I mean, maybe, but.
Luke, what are we doing? Will you just tell me what we're doing? How can something be that close and we can't say it yet?
We haven't confirmed that we can connect from there and be on the air from there.
All right, well, there's an explanation. Okay.
It's a little bit like the Niners last year in the red zone where you're so close, but you can't yet cash in the touchdown.
Can we just push this thing over the goal line, please?
Be nice. Run the ball. But what Jonathan said is what I want to echo in the other direction, and it's a thank you to all of the Jonathans,
yes.
Curtin Hayward Hills, and
all of you
people at the dog park, and Brian and Palo Alto,
Gene
Priest, you're too old, and Phil Mo, Mike, and even some of the listeners I can't stand. Thank you for being a part of it and listening to us.
We can't stand any of you, but thank you. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we love you all, but that's what we're here to do is kind of disagree with each other, bat stuff around.
And guys, I'm at the dog park.
Dude, you just reminded me, pushing something over the goal line, you just reminded me of what is one of my favorite television scenes of all time. So quick aside, did you ever watch a show called The League? This is a perfect time to bring this up.
Fun show.
Oh, completely. Grandy Lucas, were you aware of this show? Okay,
yeah,
thumbs
I've watched
up.
It. Seen every episode.
All right, thank you. And it's a perfect time to bring this up because The League is about a group of guys who have a fantasy league together. And obviously that's what a lot of us are doing over the next couple of weekends. The greatest segment ever on The League is when Marshawn Lynch did a cameo for an episode. And this was following the Super Bowl where the Seahawks had the ball at the one, and instead of giving the ball to Beast Mode,
yeah,
Pete Carroll decided to throw the ball. And yes, he chewed gum, he threw the ball, Russell Wilson threw an interception, the Patriots won the Super Bowl. So if you've never seen this scene, I want you to Google it and YouTube it, because it will give you a literal belly laugh, because what they did was they reenacted the Super Bowl simply when all of their guys are sitting on the beach barbecuing. They're barbecuing. That's it. Marshawn Lynch is in a lounge chair, and he is sitting there, and the guy who's flipping burgers, he wants another beer. So he calls over to the guys who are right next to the cooler, and he says, hey, would you toss me another beer? And one of the guys reaches into the cooler to throw the beer. And Lynch is sitting right there, and he goes, no, don't throw it. I'm right here. Just hand me the
right.
Just hand me the beer and let me walk it over to him. I'm right here. Like, it's two steps. Just give me the beer, and I'll walk it right over to him and hand it to him. And the guy goes, no, I'll just toss it to him. And Lynch is like, that's silly. I'm right here. Just hand me the beer, and I'll walk it right over to him. And the guy goes, you know what? You're probably right. I should just hand you the beer and let you walk it over to him. He's like, exactly. Let's do that. And then the guy looks at Marshawn and goes, nah, I'm going to throw it. And he hucks it at the guy, and he misses it, and it lands in the barbecue, and the whole place explodes. The food is gone. There's fire everywhere. Everyone needs to run away from the beach. It is one of the greatest scenes I have ever seen for sports fans on TV.
And Marshawn's so just sitting there like, oh my God, this again?
Dude, you should have just handed it to
me. That's all, you know? 1 yard, right? Instead, Malcolm Smith jumps the route because they knew it was coming because they did their homework.
I loved the league, man. That
Very
was
funny.
Great show. All right. Couple of tweets to tell you about. One of them is actually, it could be from any of the Niner reporters. Jacob Cowing out of practice again today. Injury at this point, severity unknown. Apparently it happened yesterday. Don't know what happened. I'm assuming at some point soon we will get word on what the situation is with Jacob Cowing and if there is a timetable or a problem or what have you. But then want to go back to early this morning when great NFL reporter Diana Russini sent this tweet. And I want to know how y'all translate this, because to me, this has Juwan Jennings written all over it. Here's the tweet. The Jets are among several teams monitoring the trade market for potential wide receiver additions per sources. The 49ers and Vikings are also making calls. All right. The reason my head immediately goes to Juwan Jennings is the fact that even though there's all these Jordan Watkins, and now here we go again with Jacob Cowing, and we know that Ayuk is out and all of this stuff, there is still Russell Gage and Robbie Chosen and all of this. There's still enough to handle week one. Unless Juwan Jennings is not here.
Yeah.
And then I get it if you're like, look, we might want someone really good, or at minimum, we're going to need somebody to be WR4 and WR5 that week. When you combine it with Kyle Shanahan's comments yesterday that, yeah, even if Juwan's healthy in 2 weeks, you're not going to play football if you don't have camp, because all you're going to do then, even if you're healthy, is you are going to get hurt again. And we've watched that happen. I translate this to mean things are not going well with Juwan Jennings. And I don't believe that's fully about health. I believe that something is going on contractually here. The Niners are trying to move this thing to the finish line ASAP, because there is a game in 2.5 weeks and they are preparing themselves for it to not happen.
And also, it could be injury, it could be cash, it could be calf, whatever it is, but it's not moving toward the spot where they want it to. And I do think what you said about Shanahan's comments yesterday is what I highlighted this morning, where you got to practice to be ready to play, especially with a calf. And if he's got a calf, and Kyle said that he does, and they saw it on the imaging, allegedly, a few weeks back, so even if the contract was all settled, you still would need him to get a little bit of a ramp up to test the calf and show if he's ready or not. And this also tells me that they're getting signals that the Demarcus Robinson suspension that is coming, that likely will come before week one.
Yep.
So if you start to pick through what you have, Pearsall, man, he looks great. Jennings, no calf, no contract. Robinson, likely suspended. Cowing, hurt again. And then Watkins is hurt. And Robbie Chosen, you got to be kidding me. He might be a practice squad guy. You pulled him in. Russell Gage, sure, he could be a guy. But right now, you don't have more than, currently you have one wide receiver that you can look at and go, yep, I believe in him. And that's Ricky Pearsall. One. Not three, not four, not five. You got one.
Right.
So, yeah, you're damn right they're out there shopping for a receiver. They better be.
Well, I wouldn't if Juwan Jennings was going to play. And I'm sure that they know right now a lot more than we do with regard to where this is going and whether or not it has to do with cash, calf, or both. We're getting close to where they're going to have an idea of how this is going. And they have still, we have still not heard anything about a timeline. And the longer we go with no timeline, the more I believe that this is about cash, not calf. Because the cash is the one where you're like, well, we can't put a timeline on it. We don't know when either side is going to budge in this leverage game. But the calf, dude, you got to have some sort of a clue about what's going on. If it hasn't gotten any better in the last 3 weeks, then I would outwardly say right now, well, yeah, it probably isn't going to get better within the next 2.5 weeks. There has to have been some movement with the calf. We still don't get an update. Why? You're giving an update about everybody else. So I am very much starting to push to the side of the fence that I believe this is much more about cash than it is about calf. And I think that therefore the 49ers will start to play their leverage game, which is to say, all right, dude,
yep,
if you're not going to come practice, then we're going to go start acquiring other wide receivers. And I don't think it'll be top of the market stuff. I don't think it's going to be Terry McLaurin or anything like that. Gabe Davis is out there having meetings with the Steelers and the Bills now. And so I don't know how that one feels. I know people want Amari Cooper, but we're getting to that spot where teams are maybe going to make a surprise cut or two. And so on the cheap, you can get a veteran wide receiver who can come in, learn something fast, and catch some passes for you at least for a few weeks. That's kind of how I see what's going on right now.
I agree with you about the read on Jennings, because if it was the calf, you'd get more of a sense of, you know, how close he is to returning. Is he working out on the side? What is the timetable? But you're not getting that because I think the contract is at a spot where they're probably fairly far apart, because Juwan wants more guaranteed money and the Niners are thinking, we've already got $30 million a year into Ayuk, and you know Pearsall is going to come up here in a couple more years, and so we're going to have to pay him if we like him, and we actually do. And so, yeah, what do you want, Juwan? You want a little bit more or do you want a lot more? And if you want a lot more, that's going to be a no, because next year the Brock Purdy contract really hits.
Yep.
That's when the big kaboom actually hits on your salary cap. So for this year, you're still trying to preserve your cap room going into next year. And, you know, you still have Ayuk, and he'll be back at some point.
At some point.
But in the meantime, can you get by with Robinson and Gage and Tariq Owens?
Well, not Robinson, because he won't. Again,
exactly, none of them.
I love the Niner receiving core week eight. I love it. I love it.
Robinson, Ayuk, Jennings, Pearsall.
Yes.
In theory.
In theory.
It's good.
And then whatever rookies and young guys, Cowing and
fine.
Watkins, whatever you get, like, fine. All good. And apparently they really like Gage. So I don't know. Maybe he's going to be on the Niners this year for a while.
Well, he will be to start.
Yeah, for sure.
And when Ayuk goes to the pup and you keep Gage and Robinson, I don't know if there's a list for when you're suspended, if it doesn't count on your 53, but he'll probably be on that list when he gets suspended. And then Jennings is the interesting one, where we're down now to 18 days until kick. You've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then 2 weeks from there, 18 days until you need to have Juwan Jennings on the field.
I read this as Kyle Shanahan saying if Juwan's going to be ready for week one, he probably needs to be at practice Monday.
Yep, that's fair.
I think that's right. Need to be at practice Monday. And if you're not at practice Monday, we're going to go ahead and start making plans for you to not be there.
Because you got practice today, which is already over.
It's already over.
And then a walkthrough Friday, and then a game Saturday, and then Monday.
Right.
Like Monday we start week one.
We're getting ready for the Seahawks.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the cut down is Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. That's where the cut down day is.
That's all right. Yeah. Yeah,
so
I think so.
When you get to that day, you need to know whether or not you need to keep Gage or you need to keep Robbie Chosen or like who do we need to keep in order to cover our bases with Juwan being where he is.
Well, and to sort of borrow a point that you made yesterday, when we're going into this last weekend of games, I think there are very few jobs that are still kind of up for grabs. I think these teams know largely who they're going to keep. So this is the week to call those teams and be like, hey, who do we think that you're keeping that you're not? Like, who are you about to get rid of? And maybe instead of just cutting that person and putting them on the open market, you can go ahead and throw that team a bone and a trade can get pulled off right now. And, whatever, a seventh round pick swap or do something to pull that player your direction. This is the week to do it because these teams, the personnel people, I think, largely know what's going on. Look at Washington and Brian Robinson. Like, all of a sudden there's trade talks. Why? Well, because Washington was going to cut him. They're going to cut him. And if there's no good trade, they will cut him. That's what I believe, at least. So, anyway, let's go to Guru in San Jose. If you want to talk about the Juwan thing and maybe which side you would like to blink, if you read it that way, I do. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now. Guru in San Jose. Hi, Guru. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Mark, my mind went the exact same way after reading that tweet. I think, I think adding the 49ers as sort of a subtweet to the tweet, sort of, so to speak, is sort of trying to get leverage in the Juwan Jennings situation because he sees all the injuries happening on the wide receiver side, and he's basically like, I'm clearly the number one, and you guys should like pay me like a number one, right? And I think sort of Juwan wants to have his cake and eat it too, in the sense that I think he wants the big 1 year deal, but he still wants to hit free agency next year, and I think that's something the Niners are not willing to do. I think the Niners do want to sign. I mean, like if they want to sign Juwan Jennings, they want to prevent him from reaching free agency next year and have him a year more under team control. So I think the combination of what Kyle Shanahan said yesterday about Juwan Jennings and what you hear today is sort of trying to gain some sort of type of leverage in the situation. But it's very fascinating. I think the contract talks are very much at an impasse right now.
Guru, thanks. Yeah, listen, I don't want to try to guess what Juwan is asking for. This is not like there isn't all mystery with this. We've already seen the report out there from a couple of months ago that he wasn't going to show up to camp and he wanted a trade if he didn't get a new deal. To translate that as Juwan wants to get paid like a number one simply because last year he was the 49ers number one, I don't want to go that far. I think it's crazy talk to think that Juwan is out there being like, you need to get me up to $27 million a year. When right now I'm at $7 million a year. Like, that's a hard no. I can only imagine that what Juwan is trying to do is leverage a few million more. And maybe there are some guarantees and how that goes into next year and is he a free agent and is he not? I have no idea. No sense whatsoever who's asking for what. I just know that there have been moments where John Lynch made it sound like, yeah, I think we can, we can see him. We can see him. We can make him feel seen and heard. We can do a little something. But we're still looking at a player who's not practicing and has no timeline. So maybe Juwan does want a little bit more than a, hey, how you doing? And if he does, the Niners are going to say no. Because as much as, and I've learned this through the years, as much as there are certain players where in the moment we're like, we can't lose that guy. He's super important.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't think they see him that way.
Right, and think about Mooney Ward last year.
Yep.
Mooney went in and said, hey, you know, we went to the Super Bowl, and you value me, and I'm good. How about I get, a little something? They said, no, we're not actually going to do that. We're going to do other things. And the other piece is the Niners have always said, you draft an A-list guy, and you keep your A-list guys. He's not an A-list guy. He's probably off of last year a B-plus guy, but he's not Bosa, Warner,
no.
Kittle, Purdy. He's not that guy. And the third piece that I want to share is Drew Rosenhaus. That's his agent.
Oh, crap.
Drew Rosenhaus. Yeah. And you know that Drew Rosenhaus is a guy who will hold everyone's feet to the fire to try to get every last dollar, and he'll do everything he can.
Yeah.
And I think that right now, knowing the situation with the Niners where, you know, the rookie receiver is out and Ayuk is out and Cowan can't stay healthy and Robinson's facing a suspension, I'm sure Drew's sitting back in his recliner thinking, oh yeah, we got these guys over a barrel.
He does have some leverage.
He does.
He doesn't have a ton. He does have some. I told you guys earlier, I think that this is one of those rare cases where I really see both sides. I understand where both sides are coming from right here. It's just a matter of whether or not they can or cannot meet in the middle. I love Juwan Jennings. I think he's a wonderful player. I love the way he plays, and I love what he stands for. But he's not irreplaceable. I hate saying that, but he's not.
Well, he might be for weeks 1, 2, 3, and possibly 4.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think the NFL wide receivers, yeah, you're important-ish.
Number one last year, according to PFF, in blocking wide receivers. And you need blocking wide receivers.
Love him.
So I do think that he's more irreplaceable than the average person would think.
How can I get away with he's hard to replace, but he's not irreplaceable?
That's fine.
He's not irreplaceable. So All right, we can keep talking this out, and Pod's going to join us in 20 minutes. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change this Labor Day weekend. Be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires. Battery and fluids as well. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. It's Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.